KCO, 1230 AM, W255 DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. For a second day, Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, answered questions at the prison where she's serving time for sex trafficking. CBS's Scott McFarland.
She was happy to speak with the deputy U.S. attorney general and unburden herself of whatever other materials she wants to share. But it's a rather large caveat here. She has a history of being untruthful.
Much of the U.S. is in the grips of a heat wave, and meteorologist David Parkinson adds,
the heat seems to rebuild as we head into early next week, with close to 200 million Americans dealing with above 90 degree temperatures.
Texas state lawmakers are traveling to California and Illinois for help. Congressional districts are being redrawn in Texas, which could favor Republicans, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
We help educate the voters about what's happening, and also, importantly, stand up against this thwarting of democracy.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he would not be running for a third term, and already candidates are throwing their hats in the ring. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. His Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kelda Royes may be on the short list. Here's what she told Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run, too.
The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while also saving energy. With another stretch of hot weather rolling through the states, residents looking to stay cool and save money can take simple steps like keeping their blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like their television when they're not being used, and making sure their air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials also remind you that it's illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Some areas of smoke out there developing as well. A light breeze with lows in the lower 60s. On Saturday, smoke leaves early. We'll see some peaks of sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. The heat index, though, will be up around 90. Right now, it's 82.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Shally Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
That is true. Oh my God, what a way to start the show. Sounded like Bonnie do-over? Tyler there. Could we do the whole thing over? Would that be crazy?
Yeah, okay, just a second.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay.
We don't have to do the whole thing if you don't want.
I should just start talking.
Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
My boy, I'm going to sound like an Irish tenor when I come in. It's all right.
And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest. Pete Schwabba.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. That is how you do a double intro, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Thank you. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here tonight, folks. It is a beautiful, I shouldn't say beautiful because the other night I got burned, but it is a gorgeous night, at least here in Madison. I hope it's lovely wherever you are across our state as we move through the evening. It's just it's a Friday night. Be happy. Join the show. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff tonight. It's a Barman Friday night. Terry Barr is here. Is she here, Aaron Zomers?
I think so.
Sort of.
In a way.
We have a segment we're going to play with Terry Barr, our Barman Friday night. You're all familiar with, and she is bringing great tunes as usual. We will play that at 7:30. She will not be here live, but she dropped by yesterday, and we did it. So it's great stuff, and it's Dana Perry is her name, this musician that Terry is introducing us to tonight. You are not going to want to miss that. She's just really terrific. It's 6:35. It's funny that you just did a redo, AZ, because we need a redo with our 6:35 guest tonight. Frank Anderson, folks, of Wisconsinology.com was supposed to be on the show Wednesday. But when I was talking about the beautiful weather Wednesday night here in Madison, they were having horrible storms up in northeast Wisconsin. My own house lost power, and we had trouble keeping Frank on the line. He had some issues, technical issues, too. So we rescheduled him for tonight. He will be here at 6:35, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff. He has a site called Wisconsinology.com. Great Wisconsin stuff, weird stuff, historical stuff, famous stuff. Great stories about our state. It's a phenomenal website. Frank is also a director, producer, and musician. Very accomplished. I call him a showbiz renaissance man, and he is Appleton's own. So that's at 6:35. Aaron Zomers filling in for the K-Man, who is off. Well, Conrad was off last night, too, wasn't he?
I believe so.
We don't know what he's doing.
I don't.
I find that subpar. I need to know what Conrad is doing.
Maybe you can get him an ankle monitor or something.
A Nightlight ankle monitor.
Yes, a branded one.
I love that. Conrad is off. He will be back Tuesday night. And Aaron Zomer is sitting in. Aaron typically produces the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media. So if you don't listen to that, you should. But I'm sure you already do. Todd does great work, and Aaron is right there doing great work with him. Is it very different? This show can't be that much different to produce because Todd talks politics and current events, but he's also pretty, he likes to lighten up every once in a while, right?
Yes, definitely. I would say I've produced many shows at Civic Media over my time here, and I would say that yours and Todd's not too different from each other.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's always fun to be a guest on your show, too. And we've had Todd on. He does a phenomenal job every time he's on the show. So it's great to have you, buddy. Thank you for all you've done all week. We've been here all week, folks, in Madison, broadcasting from Civic Media headquarters overlooking State Street. And it's been a really fun week. And Aaron Zomers has delivered, as he always does, when I'm here. Thank you to Dom. Thank you, everybody, for making it work. Luke Mathers, Corey Hartman, Aaron Creno, Sage Weil. Great stuff. Hey, we got a really fun question tonight. Should we get to that and then move on and talk about other stuff? Why don't we do that?
Yeah, let's open it
up. Let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite lake or body of water in Wisconsin? It's a fun one. We're known for our lakes. A lot of people don't realize this. Mostly in Minnesota, probably. But Wisconsin actually has many more lakes than Minnesota. Did you know that, Aaron?
I did, but from what I understand, it's because our definition of lake is more broad. And we accept smaller bodies of water than they do as lakes, I think.
Do you think that's like sort of spin from Minnesota?
It could be. It very well could be.
I'll tell you, the guy to ask is going to be here at 6:35, and that's why I kind of save this question for tonight. Frank Anderson knows all about Wisconsin, so we'll run that by Frank. That sounds plausible, what you just said, but as far as I know, we do have more lakes than Minnesota. We just don't brag about it. We don't have to put it on a license plate, as it were. So that is our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app, very easy to use, or on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X. Let us know and be part of the show, and we'll read your text on the radio. Great fun. I'm going to say this is kind of a no-brainer for me because I grew up as a kid. I went up to the Three Lakes area to my grandma's cottage, and it was on a chain of lakes. There were 27 lakes in the chain, even though it was called Three Lakes. I've had that explained to me a few times and heard different things as to why it's called, reasons why it's called Three Lakes. But Big Stone Lake is mine, just because I spent so much time running and catching frisbees off the pier. My whole childhood in the summer, that's all I remember, is being in Three Lakes on Big Stone Lake at my grandma's cottage. So I'm going to say Big Stone Lake in the Three Lakes area. That is my favorite body of water. I live very close to Green Bay, the body of water Green Bay, not the city. So I like that too. But in terms of being picturesque, I'm going to say Big Stone Lake and Three Lakes. What about you, Aaron? You got a favorite body of water?
I think I'm going to go with East Bearskin Lake, way up north in the Harshaw, Rhinelander type area. It's just one that I go fishing on with my dad a lot when we're up north. There's a few other ones in the area, Horsehead Lakes, Lake Catherine. A lot of good ones for fishing up there, but I know Bearskin is always fun because it has a lot of variety of shoreline.
Yeah.
Like some lakes you go fishing on and it's all about the same, but there's areas that are rockier, areas that are weedier. And so if you like to go and fish and want some variety in your day, that's a good place to go.
And that's in Rhinelander?
Around there.
Around Rhinelander. Did you say East Bearskin Lake?
Yes. I believe it's two lakes that are kind of split.
There has to be a West Bearskin Lake.
I believe
you're calling one of them East, right? Okay. Well, that's cool. That's a gorgeous. That's the same. We did the question the other day. Where does up north start? That's both of these, Big Stone and Bearskin, are both definitely up north.
Definitely.
But some people might say Lake Winnebago. I guess you could say Lake Michigan or Superior. Technically, they're touching Wisconsin, but I like the inland lakes. There's something so serene about them and the trees surrounding the lake, and it's just more contained. And that's what I loved about Big Stone Lake in the Three Lakes area. It was big enough to water ski on. I never really did because I was a bad water skier, but You could go tubing. We did lots of that. There was all kinds of, it was big enough to do that, but it wasn't huge. You didn't get the big waves. And running off the pier was like the greatest thing ever. We would just do that all day. So share with us, folks. Be part of the show. What is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? I know a lot of people where I live, they do a lot of stuff on the Peshtigo River. They ski. There's all kinds of tubing and stuff like that, fishing on the Peshtigo River as well. I know there's lots of fishing holes up near Marinette Peshtigo. You could even, if your favorite body of water is a little fishing hole, that's okay too. There just has to be water involved. So let us know. That is our nightlight question of the night. Hope everybody is having a great Friday. I have to read this because our pal Bud from Janesville texts us over the night. He listens to the rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m. And he was referring to last night's guest, Steve Cochran. And he said, I love Steve Cochran. Exclamation point. I listened to him on WGN from the moment he started to the moment he was told to shut up and leave the building. He unfortunately knew that, quote, hand signal. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. He's referring to the hand signal. Dom was giving me hand signals last night, but I didn't understand what he's saying. I was looking. I didn't know if he was telling me to talk or shut up. So we had a laugh about that. And then Steve Cochran was on the line at the same time. And he goes, I've gotten a lot of hand signals from my bosses in radio. And I forgot to give Steve a plug last night. So check out at Cochran Show, Steve's website. I think you can listen to his show there as well. But he's got lots of fun stuff. And he's got podcasts too, which he's asked me to be on in a couple weeks, and it's called Anything But Politics, which is kind of what we do here for the most part. So it's great to have Steve on the show last night. Thank you for the text, Bud. So you said, all right, Caddyshack, this is a big anniversary today because Caddyshack dropped today, which was probably also a Friday in 1980. Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Brian Murray, Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield. Just a fantastic cast and one of the iconic movies of my childhood. I was not a good golfer. I played golf a little bit, but I loved everything about Caddyshack. So that's a big anniversary today. So if you want to chime in, if you want to share something about Caddyshack, whatever it is, folks, throughout the course of the show, it's great to hear from you guys. So you're always welcome to comment on whatever we're talking about tonight. I think my favorite Caddyshack character, it's probably a toss-up between... You know what? I was going to say it's a toss-up between Ty Webb, played by Chevy Chase, and Carl, played by Bill Murray. But I'm going to break that tie and say Ted Knight, Judge Smales. Because I feel like he gets as many laughs in that movie as anybody. And that line where they're in the pro shop, Rodney Dangerfield says, oh, this is the worst looking hat I've ever seen. When you buy a hat like this, I bet they give you a free bowl of soup. And he looks over and Ted Knight is wearing the hat. Maybe my favorite part of the whole movie. Beautiful stuff. So also, all right, you showed me also, Aaron, let's try to get to this before the break. I was reading today about how Trey Parker and Matt Stone had to fight to get that episode, the season premiere of season 27, South Park, on the air. Paramount, who had just fired Stephen Colbert, kept telling them no. And they showed a little... They showed junk on the air, but what allowed them to do that was they put eyes on it and made it a character.
And they had a talk.
And I don't know how much I can say here. I've been told I can have a little leeway because I'm on at night. But it's incredible that the stuff, and I've never even come close to being in rooms like those guys are, but what I've seen them shut down compared to what they got on the air is mind-blowing. And at Comic-Con, they said that they went back and forth with Paramount for 4 days saying, and Paramount would say, you're not putting this on. And they were like, we are putting that on, back and forth, back and forth. They just paid these guys $1.5 billion. And Parker and Stone won. And they got on what they might, their concession might have been putting eyes on it and giving it
also,
a voice.
Also, it moves in a very disjointed way. It is clearly, you know, they could make the case that it's a creature. It's not actually a finger. Yeah. You know?
So, yeah, whatever they did, those guys are, well, they're brilliant writers, but just to get that through the studio system and get it on the air, I don't know if people understand what a challenge that had to have been, even for guys with an established track record like the South Park guys. It was fascinating. It was a fascinating read. All right. What is your favorite Wisconsin body of water or lake, river, fishing hole, whatever? Let us know. 855-752-4842. Let us know on the app. You can share your favorite Caddyshack character with us, too, if you like. This is Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We're coming back, reading your texts on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take a verse. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? That might be the first time I've ever sang on the show.
Really?
Maybe second. Hey, it's Peach Wobble and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, coming to you live from downtown Madison. Frank Anderson, founder of Wisconsinology.com and a great Appletonian, will be here at 6:35. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with a great artist she is featuring tonight, so you won't want to miss either one of those. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? You can also share your favorite Caddyshack character, because Caddyshack premiered in 1980 on this day. So that makes it, what, 45 years ago?
I guess so, yeah.
Good Lord. Wow. Crazy. We have a phone call, I think, in regard to our question of the night, and it is Jack from Merrimack. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for putting me on.
Absolutely.
I just want to say, first of all, that when I first heard about your show, I was a little skeptical. I primarily tuned into Civic Media for the political commentary and talk, but your show is just been fabulous. The entertainment and the guests that you have, just it's really been an enjoyable experience.
Thank you very much, Jack. Here's as political as I get, Jack. Love one another. How's that?
That sounds like, boy, we could all use some of that.
If only it were that easy, right? Yeah. Thank you very much for the nice words. Do you have a favorite lake in Wisconsin, Jack?
Yeah, I actually do. I have some wonderful memories of Shauna Lake up in near Shauna, Wisconsin.
Very nice.
The time I was probably 6 or 7 years old, every summer from then until probably I was 13 or 14, when we moved out of Green Bay, my mother and I would go up to Shauna Lake when school vacation started. My dad would work in Green Bay, and he would come up and join us on the weekend. Sometimes he'd get a 3-day weekend with us, and it was just a wonderful experience. I spent many, many days just hanging out on the waters, fishing or even swimming. Where our cottage was, my grandparents' cottage, really, where that was. It was not real great swimming, but we could walk from there down to the county park, and there was a good swimming beach down there. Just a wonderful, wonderful lake and a wonderful experience. And by the way, the fishing was terrific.
Jack, that is fantastic. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, and thank you for the nice words. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is very well put. I could not have said it better myself. What Jack just described is magical. That is the Wisconsin lake experience, the Wisconsin summer lake experience, whether it's just on the weekends or you live close to a place like that year round, fishing, swimming. I mean, it's just, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's why, I mean, seriously, if Wisconsin was not so cold in the winter, there would be 15 million people living here.
I think that's very possible.
It's that beautiful and it's that fun in the summer. It's just those damn winters. Let's go to our social media texts. Let's read the responses today. Daniel Wheeler says, Turtle Lake in Lily, Wisconsin. I've heard of Turtle Lake. My childhood friend in my neighborhood used to go all the way up to Turtle Lake, which I believe is like northwest in Wisconsin.
I think so.
I think it is. Daniel says, a gorgeous little lake filled with smallmouth bass and surrounded by steep hills of pine and birch. Just make sure you're off the water before sunset. That's when the turtles come out. Daniel, that sounds like a fun little horror film with the horrible turtles. Love it. Thank you, buddy. Monica Hill says, Lake Monona, because I love the drive down John Nolan at night with the city lights reflecting on the water.
That is beautiful. That's true.
How sad is it that I didn't even think of the two lakes we have here in Madison? Because sitting out at the Union at night, and I've seen movies where that's Mendota, right? I always get them confused.
I get them confused, too. I haven't lived here that long.
One of the lakes. But the one that's by the Union is just stunning at night. So I would have to put that on my list as well. Vince Maranto, he's still a comedian, a Chicago comedian, says Lake Geneva is literally 20 minutes from me. So I'll go with that. Yeah, Lake Geneva is pretty nice, too. Great answer so far. Let's go to the text line and see what is cooking there. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I'll always have a soft spot for Lake Superior. My grandparents actually had land on it. They moved there during the Great Depression, leaving electricity more or less behind until the REA came along and brought it to Herbster. Do you know what the REA is?
I don't know.
Okay. I remember collecting green sea glass on their little beach. One time I found a big butter knife floating in the water that must have fallen off a Laker. Oh, that's great. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. We got another call? Wait a minute. This is one of my favorite Wisconsin lakes, and she's on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Lake. How are you, my friend?
Are you in my station right now?
I am. I've been here all week.
What the hell?
I keep missing you.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, I don't work nights, for God's sakes. I'm doing the mornings. I'm hanging out with Don and Gordy. But I love listening to you.
I hung out with them the other day. I was on their show, and they were filling in for Maggie. Yes. And those guys are so much fun. We had a blast.
They adore you, too. They want to have you get up in the morning and be with them, but it's too damn early.
I told them I'll do it. I'd make an exception. I go on Don Rosen's show sometimes. I'll go on their show. I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, if you go on Don's, you got to go on John.
That's right.
So, no, I'm calling also because I adore your question. You are sitting between the two lakes, the only ones that matter.
I know.
The only ones, Monona, Monona. That's all you got to know.
I don't know about the only ones, but they're both phenomenal.
The only one. You know, the rest of them. I don't know what you got in Green Bay, but Michigan, you know, that's okay. If you're on the coast, we've got our station that we're seeing in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, I swear to God.
And here in Madison, we have Catherine Lake.
We have Catherine.
We have to we have to get to the news. Catherine, it was great to hear from you. Is she still there?
No.
Did you bump her?
I did.
How dare you? We're coming right back with Frank Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin joins another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Joanne Krulotz has more.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 20 other attorneys general are suing the administration in an effort to stop new restrictions on who can access certain safety net programs. Earlier this month, the administration issued a new set of rules and guidance aiming to prevent states from using federal funding to provide services for immigrants who are in the country illegally. According to the State Department of Justice, the federal restrictions put more than $43 million in substance abuse and community mental health block grants at risk. That money funds services in all of Wisconsin's counties and 11 tribal nations.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Next Saturday, the Wisconsin Farmers Union Marathon County Chapter is having a community flax harvest event. They're joining up with North Pines Fiber Shed and Midwest Linen Revival to host the event at Red Door Family Farm in Athens. Community members, farmers, and fiber enthusiasts are invited on August 2nd from 10 to 2 to learn about sustainable fiber systems. You can find more information and register for this free event at WisconsinFarmersUnion.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Some areas of smoke out there developing as well. A light breeze with lows in the lower 60s. On Saturday, smoke leaves early. We'll see some peaks of sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. The heat index, though, will be up around 90. It's 81 at our studios.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin news headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Wow. Is that over already?
It was a request.
Who requested that, Frank?
Me. Do you know who that famous voice is? That's Vic Perrin from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin.
I knew there was a Wisconsin connection there.
And the creator of Outer Limits, of course, was Leslie Stevens, who got his big break in show business courtesy our very own Orson Welles.
Oh, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of the one and only Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com and a music producer, movie producer, director, musician, just a showbiz renaissance man. And we tried to have Frank the other night, but there were all kinds of storms up in northeast Wisconsin. So, Frank, thank you for being available tonight. I'm glad we got to have this talk finally.
Well, I am available. I have a half hour left before I have to go on stage.
Where are you going on stage?
Just a local thing. It's an Apple.
Oh, very nice. Do you have anything to do with Mile of Music?
Did.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Frank? Not bad. I think it's fantastic. It changed the whole city.
Yeah.
Changed everything. I mean, we live in cover band land, USA, right?
Yeah.
Every year, the cover band of the year, if there is such an award. Well, there is. it goes to someone from Green Bay or Appleton or Oshkosh.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's all there was to aspire to. You know, when I become a musician, I want to be able to copy other musicians like nobody ever copied them. You know, and there was a lack of originality. And by the way, a little helpful hint to all budding musicians out there, the whole idea of becoming one is to not sound like anyone else or be like anyone else. That's it.
Yeah, no, listen, that's great advice. Like, to any artist, all you have is your personality. That's what sets you apart. Absolutely, Frank. And I will say, Northeast Wisconsin does have some amazing cover bands, but I totally hear what you're saying.
Oh, they're extraordinary.
Yeah.
The first day I was in Appleton when I moved here, I was standing in line for coffee, and the lady in front of me goes, "You know that Vic Ferrari? You close your eyes when you listen to him, and you think you're listening to the record." And I suppose that's the highest compliment a cover band can get. And I didn't know what any of those things meant. Then I discovered every damn band in the valley was a cover band.
Well, you've played with bands. I mean, you're like, you've played with Butch Vig and all these huge musicians.
I only played with Yeah, I only played with bands that had original material.
Yeah.
I played with, you know, bar bands when I was a teenager, but that soon ended. Yeah, so I it's all a mystery to me, but I guess they're very well paid, and that's all you need.
There you go. That's right. Hey, yeah. Speaking of bands, and I wasn't going to lead with this, but since we're on the topic, Spinal Tap 2 is coming out. What do you feel about that, Frank? Did you like the first one?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was fantastic. And I was in a theater full of people, young people, well, I was young then, who thought that they were a real band. They didn't get the satire at all.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what? I have to say, when I was doing stand-up, I was working at some one-night gig in Minnesota, and we were talking about late-night TV. And the DJ who introduced the comics said, well, you know, Leno does his thing, and Letterman does his thing, and then Larry Sanders, he does, like, a whole different thing, which I find really interesting. He thought Larry Sanders was an actual late-night talk show host that showed you mostly behind-the-scenes stuff, which it kind of was. But I'm like, if this guy's kidding, he's totally fished me in, and I've fallen for it. But it was just a beautiful moment.
Oh, he's not kidding.
No.
I've run into many like that. And no slam on them. I mean, Larry, he really sold it.
Oh, he sure did. It was a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. So what got me, I mean, we have you on regardless every so often, Frank. But what really caught me, my attention, was the Davy Crockett statue in Neenah. And I thought, I knew Frank would have something on this. Sure enough,
For all the people who aren't familiar with Neenah, a local a philanthropist named John Bergstrom is buying all these statues for Neenah. So you have if you go through town, you'll see Ben Franklin, you'll see Abraham Lincoln sitting on a bench, you'll see Thomas Jefferson sitting on a bench, For some reason, you'll see Ronald, of course we know why, Ronald Reagan on a street corner waving at everybody. And, well, Davy Crockett has now joined the group.
So what's the deal there? It's such an eclectic.
Oh, I know, and I got to hand it to him, though. He also has the Statue of Liberty, which is really the most hated symbol among the people of the right wing. Oh, really? It's a point of contention with them. Send away your hungry, your poor, your people needing to be free. We don't, that's their whole message.
Frank, what?
And I'm not swearing. Did you hear me?
No, I know. The two things, Aaron, that I always tell Frank.
I promised my wife I wouldn't swear on Pete Schwab's show anymore, and I'm sticking to it.
Dagnammit. Whenever Frank is on, I say, Frank, I don't do politics, and you can't swear because it's the radio. And he always somehow manages to shoehorn a borderline swear or political thing in there. All right. So, Frank, one of the things I give you credit for, which is really phenomenal, Frank Anderson is my guest, by the way, a founder of Wisconsinology.com, a must follow or visit, is your ability to tie everything that's ever happened in the world to Wisconsin. And I'm exaggerating
the
slightly.
The entire modern world is built on Wisconsin ideas. The entire modern world.
Well, you might have a point there.
From stuff in your kitchen to the grand concept that Medicare is good.
Very fair point. Very well said. Yeah. But what I want to ask you about is this... there was a mob hit that you posted about on Facebook,
and you
took credit on behalf of our state for Milwaukee trying to off Lefty Rosenthal, who was a Chicago numbers guy in a Vegas. Who, I think it was at a Tony Romo's in Las Vegas.
That is correct, and he is played by De Niro.
Robert
in
De Niro,
Casino.
That's right.
Roughly played, loosely based, but that car bomb that opens the entire movie is not loosely based. That actually happened.
Correct. And
so I wrote,
yeah,
because the man behind the hit was from Milwaukee, Frank Balestrieri, Frank the Mad Bomber Balestrieri. I wrote, Packers, Badgers, car bomb. We rule.
On Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wait a minute. But is that okay? Because Lefty Rosenthal was like a business guy for the mob, for the Chicago outfit. They try to take him out, and there was some kind of weird plate in the bottom of the car that saved his life, and he lived, and then he kind of went away to protect himself.
They were so poorly. Do you remember 70s cars, Pete?
Yeah.
They're all crap. They were like crap. They were barely thrown together.
Right.
Everyone I ever had just melted in 2 weeks. And Cadillac was severely unbalanced, they found on the road. So by putting a metal plate under the driver's seat, it gave it a balance particular model Cadillac. And that saved his life because the bomb was right under there.
That is unbelievable. Okay, so what I didn't know was I'm familiar with the Balestrieri family in Milwaukee. And there are different Balestrieris. I'm not lumping all of them
There's tons of them.
Yeah.
There's tons of them.
And they're not all in the mob. Right.
No.
But I know when I worked the Comedy Cafe that there were, you know, some of the people there knew Frank Balestrieri, but you're connecting him to this bombing. What do you mean? Like, is this something like the Chicago mob farmed out and said, hey, take care of this for us? Or
No.
Okay.
No. Once again, on Wisconsin. No, the Milwaukee mob moved in big time. They wanted more of it.
And that's why that happened?
The Milwaukee mob is significant in 70s Vegas action. And
right.
I remember the Vegas of the 70s. It was transition. They were arguing whether to go to family format or be more family friendly like they are now and to get away from hardcore gambling, but still be in hardcore gambling.
Right.
But it was a transition time. The places were really empty back then.
Wow.
And it was hard attracting. You know, you had to have a major star up there. You had to have a Tom Jones. You had to have a Dean Martin.
Sure.
You couldn't settle for Sherry Lewis and her puppets or, you know, or Buddy Hackett. And even with Buddy Hackett, that just didn't do it anymore. And, so the Milwaukee mob kind of flexed its muscle there for a little while.
Yeah, that's interesting. Recently, I want to just ask you about this. There was this great screening at the Atwood, the new Atwood Music Hall here in Madison. Did you go to that? It was Wendy Schneider's film, The Smart Studios, based on Butch Vig and Steve Marker. How did that go? How was that, Frank?
It was fantastic. Wendy did such a great job.
She's great.
And you'd be very ashamed of me watching it because I was counting the number of times I appear. And versus, hold it, this is the reason, versus how many times Billy Corgan appeared in the documentary, because he's all over it, right?
Right.
But I beat him.
You're all over that documentary.
I was keeping score. I go, Billy, I got you by 3. You got 5 minutes left to settle it.
Oh, my. Frank, there was a time about 7 years ago where within the course of a week, I was watching documentaries and you had either directed or were in like 4 of them. I'm like, oh, my God. And we had just become friends. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? You know, but that's impressive. And you spent some time in those circles and you were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. But many of my friends who had me involved in areas that I'm actually good at, like animation or whatever, or as a talking head, you know, were kind enough to involve me. I mean, as a documentary filmmaker, you have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Well, I hope you're good for a few more minutes. We're going to do a really fast break here. We're coming right back, and I'm going to ask Frank about Sidney Sweeney. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Confused right now. This is more music from Caddyshack.
I thought it was Caddyshack. It was the supper club scene.
Yeah.
I didn't know if this was another one of Frank's requests or not, so. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Peach Wava. It's a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music and a sparkling conversation. What is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? That is tonight's question. You can also share your favorite Caddyshack character if you like. Caddyshack is 45 years old as of today. Frank Anderson is my guest right now. The always fun Frank Anderson. Check out Wisconsinology.com or listen to us talk right here. That's even better. Hey, Frank, do you have a favorite body of water in Wisconsin?
Lake Winnebago.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, because it's near me.
Well done.
Because I'm speaking up for my region.
There you go. I love that.
All my answers will be things that are made here,
Northeast Wisconsin.
Whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to, you posted something the other day. I don't know if it was probably Facebook, but about Pamela Anderson's comeback.
Oh yeah. Fantastic.
She's actually a really good actor, and you know,
she always was.
Yeah. It's just that sex tape that made her, well, Baywatch didn't help either.
Before that. Yeah. She was, you know, the they find a peg hole for you and they stick you there in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, I can't imagine how many, powerful older men she had to fight off in her right. entire life and her career. She's a real hero.
Yeah.
And a great actress.
Getting a lot of props for the last couple projects she's done, The Showgirl and then this new project that she just did recently.
Absolutely. Which is, what is it?
I know, I can't.
Camino Real by Tennessee.
Williams. Oh, there you go. Yeah. And that Tennessee me. Williams, that's, he's no slouch.
He's back, baby. Yeah. He's back.
Thanks to Pamela Anderson.
I forgot about him for 30 years, but he's back.
You did a post, too, about this new Sydney Sweeney movie, Americana, which I was not aware of. I think it hits theaters August 15th, 2025. But she's supposed to be really good in that.
Coming attraction. She's fantastic. I don't know the accent. I urge everyone out there to look up the trailer for Americana, which opens this summer. And go to YouTube and watch that trailer. And tell me if you understand a single word Sydney Sweeney says. I love it. I love it that she made up this or found someone with this wonderful accent.
Oh,
and
funny.
I love accents. She's great.
She has a bar of soap. I don't know if you're aware of this, Frank, but that is supposed to be like it's based on her bath water. They somehow have found a way to infuse Sydney Sweeney's bath water into soap.
Because
men are very lonely.
It sold out immediately.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's what a sucker I am.
Is our entire nation sick?
Yes. There are a lot of lonely people who only live online. And here's how I believe this, Frank. Somebody, as a hoax, put a bar of soap with a hole in the middle and said that was the Sydney Sweeney soap. And I believed it. And it was just a joke. But I thought, I bet people would buy that.
I can't believe it. It's just, well, I can believe it.
I know.
Oh, my God. I bet she's the object of many much older,
yeah,
powerful men, too.
Probably.
Like Pamela's.
Dealing with the same stuff.
Oh, there's a great word for them I just learned. What? These guys that have who date people who are 30 years younger than they are, they're called schnizzlers.
Schnizzlers? I never heard that.
Schnizzlers. Spread that one around.
Is this a Wisconsinology thing, or did you just make that up, or is that a real thing?
Actually, a friend of mine made it up, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's catchy.
So every time I see someone with a 30-year-old, younger, 20-year-old, Donald Trump's a schnizzler. The Rolling Stones are schnizzlers. They're all around us.
We're awash in schnizzlers.
We're awash.
Hey, before we, I know you have to go. I think did you have dinner planned? Or no, you're going to a gig. You got a gig, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm right at the gig. It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to ask you, Jack Pierce, I saw this. I don't remember if it was Wisconsinology or your Facebook. The Man Who Laughs from 1926 to 1928. This is where the Joker came from. Is that right? And you
Absolutely.
Tied this to Wisconsin
that's right. Yeah.
expertly. I love it.
It's kind of tied to Wisconsin, but the great part is, two young boys watching that movie, The Man Who Laughs. And if I were you, I'd watch it. It is an amazing movie.
Wow.
And they watched it and they grew up, of course, to be the comic artists of Batman. And they never forgot Conrad Veidt as Gwynplaine. It's a famous novel, The Man Who Laughs, Alexandre Dumas. And it was a huge hit in its time. The boys never forgot. They pasted that smile right on their character, the Joker.
That is so great. From 1926 to 1928. That's not a talkie, right?
No, I think it has sound synchronization. Some effects that are synchronized.
Okay.
But I hate talkies, so.
Oh, that's
right
funny.
Up my alley.
That's great. Check out Wisconsinology, folks, wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Frank,
can I make a quick shout out?
Absolutely. And tell us people where you're playing if people are listening in Northeast Wisconsin. We got about 40 seconds.
It's a private party.
Oh, okay.
but I want a big shout out to Christina Lori,
our
guest last week from up north news. She's not there anymore. She is on her own, and if you check her out on Facebook, it's a great source of actually, she keeps it up every 30 minutes. She's got a new post about Wisconsin.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, I just heard about that last week, and you guys are kindred spirits with your love for our state. So, hey, thank you, buddy.
I think we are, but she's great.
Thanks so much, Frank. Crush it at the gig, and can't wait to do this again.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Frank Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, check out wisconsinology.com. We are coming back with Act Two right after intermission here. More Caddyshack music as we segue into Act Two here at Nightlight with Peach Wava.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche meets with Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day. Her lawyer, David Marcus.
We haven't spoken to the president or anybody about a pardon just yet. The president this morning said he had the power to do so. We hope he exercises that power in the right and just way.
President Trump says he has not considered a pardon for Maxwell. Doomsday mom Lori Vallow Daybell is sentenced to life in prison on two murder conspiracy convictions in Arizona involving her estranged husband, Charles Vallow, and her niece's ex-husband, Judge Justin Bereski.
You've left a wake of destruction stretching from Louisiana across Texas, Arizona, up to Idaho and back again.
Vallow Daybell is already serving life sentences in Idaho for killing.